This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
They're all coming back, and they're coming back now. We won, and that's the way we want it, and that's the way they want it.
President saying it's over, victory in Afghanistan. It was like a rippling effect through Washington that washed over the rest of us in the United States. Fair or foul, what do you say? We're going to be talking about it. A ton of you have already sent me mail on it. Kate Delaney's America Tonight. Right at the top of this thing, we go to our virtual green room. Who better to sort this out for us than Ellen Ratner from Talk Media News? Hey, Ellen.
A goat for Christmas. You can either get a partial goat or a full goat. Goats for the oldgoat.com, and they go to people in South Sudan. We only give out lady goats because they give out milk and they don't get eaten. And also, we are the only animal group that eventually you will get a photograph of your animal and the recipient so you know where your money's going. Goats, plural, for the oldgoat.com.
Awesome. Good reminder. So did you hear me? You weren't talking about goats in the beginning when I said Trump with the Syria withdrawal. What does that do? Some people are saying that hurts Netanyahu and our reputation.
It hurts our reputation terribly, and particularly we say that ISIS has been defeated, but they killed 700 people in the last couple of weeks. So if ISIS has been defeated, how is it that they killed 700? They had them in prison, but they killed 700 people. And, you know, again, we say we've destroyed ISIS, but then they're doing these terrible things.
Yeah, and so here's my question. Does this mean, too, because when you're not in the country, you don't have your ears and your eyes on the situation, let's face it. I don't care what kind of spies you have. Obviously, it's going to be a different relationship moving forward.
Well, for sure. And the point is that we are pulling people out. We don't know if we're leaving anybody there. And if we leave them there, are they going to be safe? I mean, I've been to Syria. I'm one of the few people that's actually been to Syria. And I can tell you it's a very interesting but very different kind of country. And it depends, of course, where you go.
Syria, how long ago was that? And did you feel safe?
Well, I did feel safe. It was before all this trouble. But I have to tell you, it's very interesting. I had the best meal I've ever had in my life in Syria. And I recently had a cab driver from Syria, and he told me that the thing that he remembers most about Syria is the delicious food. I mean, they really do know how to cook.
There you go. All right, so different times when you were there. Now, obviously, radically different. What's the fallout going to be? We'll see what the analysis is as the days move forward, because this is just happening now. I mean, how long is it going to take, though, to withdraw everyone from Syria? That's not
an
overnight
affair.
Well, we
don't know, because, of course, the other problem is that Donald Trump did this without getting permission or consultation or anything from the Pentagon. And when you do that, there is no plan. And he just decided he was going to do this. He didn't consult the people in the Pentagon. At least that's what we're hearing. And that is a shame, because the Pentagon are people that can help. They're the people that put the troops in there.
Yeah. All right. And we'll let people know what General Mattis had to say about this, because think about this. This is the defense secretary. This is definitely a shove back with him, because he's been left out of those key discussions, right?
I mean, well, he definitely has been left out. But this is how this president operates. The president operates on his own, does not necessarily consult his advisors or the people in his cabinet like General Mattis. And that is really a shame, because it's going to hurt. It's going to come back to hurt them and haunt them, frankly.
Yeah. All right, so we moved to the wall. So we are getting out of one country and crushing those borders, but then trying to put up another border, the border wall. Of course, that's what the president ran on, and people, a lot of people really wanted to see this wall that he was talking about go up. And supposedly there's this bipartisan support, but it undercut the demands for the wall. And now they're saying, let's move forward on this. So it sounds like the White House is taking it, and they're going to be fine without the $5 billion.
Well, first of all, they have said that Mexico will wind up paying for it because they've renegotiated NAFTA. Secondly, the United States pledged in billions of dollars of aid to Central America and Mexico. They are giving $5.8 billion, that's with a B, to Central America and $4.8 billion in southern Mexico. So, you know, you have close to or actually over $10 billion, and the Democrats have given $1.5 billion, so they really only need $3.5 billion to get to $5 billion, or it could actually, if they need the $6 billion, it could be more, but they only need $5 billion. So you have so much money that is running through that the president can, you know, move around money, and it won't affect things because, you know, he can take it from other places.
Yeah, well, so then there you go. If you can take it from other places, like you say, pick different pockets, put it in there, then they realize, okay, so fine, we'll move forward. So does that mean there's not going to be this government shutdown?
Well, there's definitely not going to be a government shutdown. I was on a conference call today, actually, with the government workers, the Union of Government Workers, and what they said is there won't be a government shutdown. However, they have asked that 1.9% be given to people for a cost of living increase. These are government employees, 700,000 government employees that would be eligible for this, and that this is not part of the shutdown, and they're very, very concerned about this. And actually, there was a senator and a representative on the call as well. So I don't know what this is going to mean. It certainly means, they said, this is not a Christmas present. It happens in January, and it is a cost of living present. It's a cost of living increase, not present.
Wow. Interesting. You know, you and I have talked about this. Never, ever a dull day, that's for sure. And now Roger Stone might, what is this? He's going to testify.
Right. Well, and then the question is whether Roger Stone's testimony is going to be public or not. I mean, there is just so much going on in Washington, and it looks as if, by the way, that the House may be in session for a few days next week. That's the week between Christmas and New Year's when they're traditionally out of session. But they're going to have to pass, as you just talked about, this bill. So, you know, they're not necessarily going to get it till the end of this week.
Wow. Crazy. All right, Ellen Ratter, as always, thanks so much for jumping on with us.
Thank you. You got it.
All right, so you heard what Ellen had to say. They may stay open for business, so no holidays for the people representing you and me on the Hill because of the things that are right there on the wall that are a mess, and one of them, of course, being what's going to happen ultimately with this decision on keeping the funding going and trying to keep the government, you know, floating and not having any kind of a partial shutdown whatsoever. And I said this all along. I couldn't imagine that that was going to happen. So what's the reaction to that? What's the reaction to a couple of other big stories that we're jawing about here at the top? We're going to dive deeper on the flip side. Hang out with me, Kate Delaney, on America Tonight.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Oh, an oversight. This is a Republican president who I try to work with, and I like him, but he can't be immune from oversight. We're pretty aggressive, Senator McCain and myself, about Obama's mistakes. And I'm going to be aggressive about what I think to be foreign policy decisions that put us at risk.
Are we back? Everybody, Kate Delaney. Oh, you know, it's that season where things go awry. We have terrible rainstorms in the Dallas-Fort Worth area lashing the side of the studio, so I apologize for that. But in hanging with all of you, I know that some of you are dealing with some nasty weather, too, especially on the East Coast. On the East Coast, I know it's going to be terrible if you're traveling tomorrow, if you're traveling through Friday, look out. We're going to give you that full weather report. Yeah, look, this is a full service operation. We're going to dive deep. We're going to dive deep on why you care. It's about you and the travel. And a lot of you have written to me through the miracle of Al Gore's internet and told me how much you want to know. What, how bad is it going to be? What's happening when you heard me mention it the other day? All right. So on the other side of this is the wall situation and what's going on with the wall and what's going on with the funding. We just talked about it a little bit there, if you heard with Ellen Ratner from Talk Media News, as to where the $5 billion is going to come from. And that's something that we're going to get to in a second as we hear what Senator Chuck Schumer has to say, because this was a huge story. Kellyanne Conway was all over the place. She was on Fox and a couple of other networks talking about the border, et cetera, blah, blah, blah. And Chuck Schumer saying that POTUS retreated. But first, you heard Lindsey Graham there, the senator, just a few moments ago, talk about Syria and the U.S. troop withdrawal and the oversight of that. And, you know, it's interesting because Mattis, the general, was not involved in this in any way. And my first thought is timetables, because if you remember when we got out of the, I call it the, you know, the sands of time where we seem to be stuck, when we got out of the last time we got out of Iraq, remember what that was like in trying to withdraw the troops and how the flow was going to go to pull everyone out. And I would assume that there's going to have to be some sort of a process here. So what does it all mean? But just abruptly announcing, hey, we're going to have the withdrawal from Syria, and it is clearly a little bit of a rebuke, as I've said before, that's a good word to use, to the Defense Secretary Mattis and the other military men that serve under the president. Mattis had argued that the counterterrorism mission in Syria is not over and that the small U.S. presence in Syria would remain or should remain. The Pentagon chief also tried to explain to the president that there would be more chaos in the region and future problems for the U.S. if the troops leave, but clearly the president was brushing that aside, that advice aside, and decided to do what he wanted to do in that situation and pull the troops out. So that's the big question. Getting the troops out of Syria in the situation they were in, is it fair or foul? Is it the smart thing to do? It was the right thing to do. It was a very blunt move. There's no doubt about that. But in the beginning of his presidency, remember, the president pointed to the military people that he brought into the administration about, you know, as evidence that he was serious about taking a get tough approach on national security. So, to me, this does go along with what we've heard from the press, that why are we there? We're safe. They're going to have some problems, fine, but we're done with this whole ISIS, and that's it. And if I'm going to make a move and I'm going to pick a move, this is the move that I'm going to make. But Mattis is not really in the Oval Office as much as he used to be. They don't often agree on moves to be made. So who is the top military spokesperson? Who is the top aide? And that answer is not completely clear as to who that is. So if we're keeping score on the move, you got about 2,000, give or take, U.S. forces in Syria. And that means 2,000 are going to be moved, or some are going to stay behind. What does that look like? And what does this campaign against ISIS mean? A Pentagon spokeswoman, Dana White, said that the coalition has liberated the ISIS-held territory, but the campaign against ISIS isn't over. We've started the process of returning troops. They said we're already started it from Syria as we transition to the next phase of the campaign. And we'll continue to work with our partners and allies to defeat ISIS wherever it operates. So Mattis argued that the troops need to stay in Syria. And this isn't the way some felt about keeping the troops there. Remember, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and National Security Advisor John Bolton, they're on the record all over the place saying the goal in Syria is broader than simply countering the Islamic State. That there was something else that had to go there. But, you know, it is the president's decision. That's his decision to make. What are the details of it? He's been consistent. He has been consistent on this. He has not waffled. The president has said he wanted to pull U.S. forces out. So disagreement with internally with some of his people aside, this is what he wanted to do. Did Mattis know of it? Did Pompeo know of it? Who knows? I don't know if they know. Nobody's very clear on whether they knew or not. You heard what Graham said. He said, I don't know what it is. I haven't been briefed. I'm blindsided, and I think there'll be a lot of bipartisan concern, is pretty much what you heard there, that ISIS had been dealt a severe blow, but they're not defeated. And if there's been a decision to withdraw our forces in Syria, the likelihood of their return goes up dramatically, while Iran, Russia, and Syrian president Bashar al-Assad benefit from the U.S. void. Now, that part's true. What happens when you pull them out? What kind of void, he's right, do you ultimately get there? And Graham did say, and he, of course, is very supportive of the president, he said, we didn't appreciate reading about this decision in the paper because think of all the money, all the blood, sweat, and tears that have been poured into Syria. And now, boom, that's it. We know, I mean, personally, from everybody we've had on this show and the ways that we've talked about it, to me, it was almost a fool's errand in the beginning, in the first place, because really that's where we should have been initially. But we see what's happened with Assad. We see what he'll do to his own people. And it's, of course, sickening. So now the Islamic State, is this reviving them, or what does this ultimately do to that group? But I do agree that they can crop up in like cockroaches in any corner of the world, and it's not that they're limited just to sticking to Syria. Because we see the cities and where they attack, even in Iraq, the roadside bomb killing four kids as they were going to their school by truck, boom, no problem killing kids. No problem whatsoever. And it's not surprising. In some of these areas, they say they get about 17, 18 attacks every single month since the Islamic State was officially declared defeated in Iraq. So now Syria is next on the list. Are they, do they have a formidable presence in Syria, ISIS, and in Iraq? How trained are they? How many are they? Do they do that cockroach thing there where they fall into hiding? And I think they do, by all accounts. But do we completely know? Of course you don't completely know. It's all about intelligence. It's collecting intelligence. It's gaining the trust. It's gaining those that turn. To defeat an enemy like ISIS or the Taliban or any terrorist network, the key is the information and driving out the drivers, smashing them on the head. And that's the key. Did some of those people get eliminated? Why is this now happening now? What is the timing of this? Remember, it was 2008, I mentioned it, when U.S. intelligence officials said there was success against the Islamic State in Iraq, and they were operationally defeated. Coming up, we're hitting the mailbag on the flip side here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
Looking back, pre-keeping track of the progress of the keeping of the ego intact. Before I realized I was a...
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. President Trump picks Deputy Secretary of Defense Patrick Shanahan to become the acting defense secretary to replace James Mattis. Shanahan starts January 1st. Now, this is much earlier than the departure date of February 28th that Mattis mentions in his resignation letter. Mattis resigning after President Trump decides to pull U.S. troops out of Syria. President Trump on Twitter saying of Shanahan, Patrick has a long list of accomplishments while serving as deputy and previously at Boeing. He will be great! Exclamation point. And we are still in the midst of a partial government shutdown, the Senate out till Thursday. President Trump staying in Washington instead of heading to Florida for Christmas. He refuses to cave on his campaign promise to build a wall. Here's the president in a recorded White House message.
The only thing that's going to stop that is great border security.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Plenty of you had a lot to say about the shocking announcement that's happening in Afghanistan, and also the Senate approving narrowly, as it got so dark on a Wednesday night, this funding bill to avert a government shutdown. You're not surprised by this, right? I don't think so. But before we go there, let's go to reaction to the claim that ISIS is defeated. That's what the press said, and then there was reaction on the Hill to it, and that's really become a huge story. And some of you may have loved ones who have served, are still serving, are being pulled out. You're curious. You want to know. I've met a lot of people that served in Afghanistan, several tours, as a matter of fact. Somebody I know was supposed to go over, so I guess that person would not be, my buddy wouldn't be deployed, I'm assuming. And now, what does that mean, and how long does all of this take? That has to be sorted out. It's not a, boom, get on the boats, and here we go, boys, and we're going out, you know, or let's get you on the planes, let's get you to Germany. It's not an overnight, boom, sort of thing. I mean, you're moving, even if it's 2,000 people or a little less than that, you're still moving a whole bunch of people. So here's some quick reaction. This one is from Billy. Kate, I served in Afghanistan a couple of tours, and I loved my unit's still am pals with my guys. We saw some rough stuff, honey, I got to tell you. But we do feel as though we were underappreciated by so many in the United States just because they didn't realize what was happening there. And at the same time, I felt a responsibility to the people that I dealt with, although it wasn't a lot of people, but the people here and there. And I would say anything to do with any of those territories in the Middle East are full-on possibilities of rampant ISIS activity, even much more than I believe we could possibly know. Just my two cents. All right, so how about that, saying there's so much we don't know, of course, and there is other maybe nefarious activity happening with ISIS. That's not a shock because we know how terrorists operate in the modern world. It's a little bit different. So now what are the rippling effects of it? And that's exactly what Ann wanted to talk about, listening to us in the Northeast. Hey, Kate, I just started listening to you maybe 3 or 4 months ago. Love the show. Love the fact that we have a woman's voice in the cacophony of just guys, although no offense to one of my great, great loves, which would be Sean Hannity. But my question to you is, wow, 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 how does this happen without Congress's approval? Well, who is the commander-in-chief? The commander-in-chief is the President of the United States. So Lindsey Graham was shocked and said that he couldn't believe he read that he had no idea. It sounds like the Defense Secretary wasn't in agreement and wasn't in on all that stuff there. But in the case of withdrawing troops, I don't think, you know, you had like Senator Marco Rubio, who tweeted that the move was a major blunder against the Pentagon's advice. That was what he said, saying that, you know, that this was a mistake. And then you had New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez, a top Democrat on the Foreign Relations Panel. He said it was a dangerous decision that would destabilize the region, endanger Kurdish allies, and embolden Americans' enemies. So, you know, therein lies the rub. What is the rub? It's that vacuum that they talk about that was created just as what happened in 2008 when we were talking about Iraq. But then here, this becomes the question. How many people and how many lives and how much money and how much blood, sweat, guts, and everything else do we dump in the Middle East? Where, it's a little of this and it's a little, hey, we had a win. Maybe we'd, how do we separate fact from fiction? And how long do you stay invested in a situation like that? And when do you decide to pull the truce? Remember, you know, of course it's going to have an effect. Remember, President Obama was the guy. It wasn't Bush was the beginning of that. But President Obama's choice to pull the troops out of Iraq and Afghanistan, remember when that happened? And so Congress didn't have any oversight then. And supposedly they were supposed to have more oversight. And so now they're saying now this, there's no oversight here. So it's incumbent upon Congress to speak and hold the president accountable. So that's interesting. I don't think we've heard the last of this. It was, we're doing this. We've defeated them. Boom. See, and here's the thing. This president is not used to the slow roll in D.C., right? He's used to, this is the decision we're making. I just had a meeting. We're closing this deal. And that's the thing. But it won't be easy to just wave the magic wand and pull them out. Let's put it that way. And then I think there will be a decision to, leave some people behind. But what does that look like? I mean, there's the other side of that, right? Mm-hmm. For the wall situation, there's a GoFundMe campaign. I just heard about this from somebody. Did you know that? Because remember, one of the things the president said is, come on with this illegal immigration. I put up a wall. People wanted the wall. People heard about the wall. People heard about different companies making bids to build the wall, and now there's this GoFundMe campaign because everybody's seeing that, okay, you're not getting the $5 billion the traditional way anyway. So this GoFundMe campaign, at least you think it's no big deal for the border wall, $1 million and counting toward $1 billion. Yeah, it popped up. 16,000 people pledged donations to the campaign that was created just a couple days ago by a fundraising team in Miramar, Florida. The goal of $200 million was bumped to $1 billion. How about that? And Brian Kolfage, I think that's how you say his name, I hope I'm pronouncing it right, it's attributed to him. He's an Air Force veteran. On September 11th in 2004, he became the most severely wounded airman to survive in any war in the U.S., according to these, you know, reports. So he is the one who I think is being credited with getting this thing rolling. So hats off to him for serving and for going with his gut, with what he wanted to do. And then look how that exploded. But here's the thing. There are different pockets of money that the Prez can use, and I think that pretty much is what Sarah Sanders has said, the White House press secretary. They're exploring different sources to pay for the proposed wall along the U.S.-Mexican border. And they've identified those holes and where they can go. So he could end up, and I think that's why there's not a lot of, that's why I think there's not a lot of complaining about this now. Because after meeting with the Democrats, then you sit down and you say, okay, where's that money coming from? What's been allotted? Where can we pull from this to that? And most assuredly, the answer was, here's some places where you can get the money. Because remember, he promised the president to build, during his campaign, he said he would build the wall. Now, on the Hill, they have until midnight to pass a spending measure or shut down some of the federal agencies. And it looks like, pretty much from what I already said, that's averted. And that's not shocking to me, because it seemed like that was going to happen. They passed the stopgap funding bill. So that's not even an issue. Take that off the table for now, because the Senate said, yeah, no, we're going to avert a shutdown. We don't need to have a shutdown. Mitch McConnell introduced it on Wednesday to fund parts of the government through February 8th, 2019. Now, the question is, after that, something has to happen or you're going to be back in that same situation. And it's a clean, what they call CR. It's a clean CR. So there should be no problems with that. Nobody has to sweat this out, that there could be disappointment by the end of the week. Not going to happen. Senator Chuck Schumer, the lead Democrat, said during a speech on the Senate floor, thankfully, President Trump appears to have backed down from his position for billions in direct appropriations for a border wall. And of course, Republicans and Democrats don't want to shut down, but they've been sort of at this impasse over this demand for the $5 billion, but it looks like that's a non-starter anyway, because there's other ways to fund it. Isn't that interesting? And the president hasn't said much about it, and I think that's because even while he's getting blasted by lawmakers for abandoning, for abandoning his commitment, he's realizing that there's other ways to fund it, and they have those other ways in place. So White House counselor Kellyanne Conway was hinting that Trump is leaning toward that other way when she told reporters at the White House the president will take a look at continuing resolution, and that's it, and kind of punted on anything else, realizing, you know, he'd be proud, you know, before they were saying he'd be proud to shut the government down so they could keep the fight going, but now they don't want to shut the government down because I think he realizes there's other ways to fund it. It's as simple as that. I don't have to keep kicking the can down the road. I have some other place where I can go and get the money. I got a couple of places, including this GoFundMe page, by the way, which they won't take that money. But how about that? How much money they've thrown into this pile. Hey, coming up next, nail the score. Jump on the line and play the game with us. See you in a few.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Yeah, we're going to have a little fun. I don't have $5 billion to lend the president, but I know he's a football fan, and I like to add some levity to this program and some fun. So you don't have to pay anything to be a participant for Nail the Score, but yet you could win lots of prizes and accolades. The key thing is the accolades, because you get bragging rights. I think there's nothing better than bragging rights. It's very hard to nail the score. It is, because it's hard and easy. You don't have to know anything about football. You're just picking a side, and then you're guessing a score. Really, frankly, that's what it is. There's no science to this. You can analyze this forwards and backwards, and you know what? It doesn't really matter. If you watch these games, gosh, heads I win, tails you lose. See if anyone picked up on that. It's just an old joke someone told me, I know. So it's a big week. It's week 16 in the NFL, and you got games like the Buccaneers and the Cowboys, Bengals and the Browns, Redskins and the Titans. That's a pretty big one. You also have the Texans and the Eagles. That's a big one. Rams and the Cardinals, not so big. Rams, though, would like the pickup there. The Saints and the Steelers is a very, very big game. In fact, that is the Sunday night game. So how about it? This week, the game of the week is... Bum, ba, da, da, ready for this? The game of the week is the Cowboys and the Buccaneers. And the reason the game of the week is the Cowboys and the Buccaneers is because as the Eagles try to, with home field advantage, take care of the Texans, which is not an easy task, but coming off of a big win, as that happens... You have the Cowboys in a situation where they want to win the NFC East, and they could have done it last week, and they had their doors blown off. Now they're playing the Buccaneers at home, where seemingly they should have an easy time. But let me say that again. Seemingly they should have an easy time. Nothing is for sure, my friends, no matter how you line these teams up. I would think the Cowboys would win. But that's not a guarantee, and I have been known to be very, very wrong in the past. So don't go by what I'm saying. Like I said, as many years as I've covered the great game of football and politics, frankly, and business, one thing I've learned they all have in common, repeated after me, nothing is for sure. Because if it was, then what would I be doing? Would I be doing a show where I'm, you know, talking to you about possibilities and here's what's happening and here's some analysis on that and here's what I believe and here's what the expert says? Well, no, because I would already know. My crystal ball would not be broken. All right, so when we look at just a couple of quick factors, and then I'm going to go to the calls, 855-266-5283. The Cowboys are favored by a touchdown. Quarterback for the Buccaneers, Ryan Fitzpatrick. They have struggled mightily, the Buccaneers. They had moments of brilliance and then collapsed at 5-9. What will be the toughest part of what will happen between these two teams? You know, for the Buccaneers, their injury report is brutal. They have a couple of key injuries that aren't good as they get ready to take on the Cowboys, and that's key, right? You know, you even look at Jason Pierre-Paul, who at one point in his career with the Giants was a stud player, but he didn't practice on Wednesday. He has a brutal little lingering sort of knee injury. And he hasn't missed a game, even though he constantly comes up on the injury report. And he is expected to suit up, but then I hear from somebody, he might not suit up. And given his experience and leadership on the field, he could make a big difference. Not there. But again, analysis leads to paralysis, leads to not winning, nail the score, because frankly it doesn't matter. 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Let's go to Sharon in the great state of Maine. Hey, Sharon.
Hi, how are you? Long time no talk to.
Hey, so Sharon, I got to ask you a question for everybody listening. You know, we're always talking about lately, especially people getting ready to go away for the holidays, some of them opting for road travel. How cheap is gasoline in Maine? Is it, you know, $2-ish? What is it?
I got it the other day at Sam's Club, and it was $2.26.
$2.26. That's pretty good. $2.26 sounds good to me.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Me too.
Yeah, yep. Sounds really good. All right, so too bad the heating oil
high,
isn't it?
Some are high, yeah. High as 250, but where I get my gas at Sam's because I'm a member there as well as I work there. And the other day I got 226 a gallon for regular. I don't know the high.
226. We've got a Costco card, and I think it was like 2 something around the same thing as you, maybe even a little bit less, like 219, something like that. All right, so those are numbers of a different sort. Who do you think wins this, Cowboys or the Buccaneers, and what's the score?
I'm going to go with the Buccaneers as a spoiler for the Cowboys.
Ooh!
I'm going to go 23-20. That's
23-20, Sharon, I love it. All right, thanks. I mean, 7-point favorite, though, the Cowboys are. Just got totally thumped at home. Do they lose 23-20? Hmm. P Pete in Texas in another great state. What do you say?
I say Donnie World's closed, the moose out front should have told you.
I love it. Oh, you're hilarious. I think you're going with the Cowboys.
I think you're right. 28-23, Dallas.
Ooh, 28-23. So you think a close one as well. Did you put up the needle-free tree, or did you go for the kind that sheds?
Well, actually, we're blacked out here. I'm still in the bunker.
You're in the bunker. I love it. That's the beauty of the bunker, because you don't have to put up a tree. So, Pete, good for you. But then Santa can't find you. How's Santa going to find? I guess that's the idea. Santa can't find you in the bunker. All right, Nathan, it's your turn. Who do you think? If you like the Cowboys or you like the Buccaneers?
How
Tampa
about...
is beautiful. Tampa's beautiful with all that sun and sand and pirates.
I do like pirates.
I do too. I love pirates.
Well, yeah, let's give it to them. Yeah, Cowboys, take that. Take that, Cowboys. We're gonna go 24-21. Did someone say that?
24-21 Tampa.
Yes.
Oh, I love it. Tampa. Come on, you Texans. Aren't you just ripped up over that? You can also send me an email at katedelaneyradio.com. You have 5 minutes to do that. katedelaneyradio.com. Click on contact. Boom. And you're in. Just like Bill, who says, Kate, come on, Cowboys will win this by at least 2 touchdowns. I say, boys, over the Bucks. Final score is 35-24. What? 35-24? Well, I don't know. My math is fuzzy, but I don't think that's quite 2 touchdowns. But I like what you had to say. Yeah. I mean, you defend it. You say it. Yeah. All right. So I'm going to say the Cowboys win this. I do think the Buccaneers will challenge them, but I think the Cowboys win, especially coming off of being throttled. But they might not. And, you know, for me, if the Eagles win... and then the Cowboys lose, even though the Eagles would hold the favor of the beating the Eagles twice. If the Eagles win, then they're 8-7. So do the math on that. The Cowboys would be 8-7, but again, they hold the advantage. So the last week would be pretty interesting in the NFC East. And how about the Redskins? Mix them into this, too. So I say the Cowboys win it, and I think the final score is 28-17. I think it's a long day for Tampa Bay, and they can't really get it together. Good luck to everybody who tried to nail the score. Don't worry. If you sent me an email, I will lock and load it. Your scores will count, my friends, as we do it each and every week. Thanks to the rest of you for listening to this show. Make it count, everybody.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.